wrong.
Psychedelic.
Beatles Pop.
Welcome, listeners, to the Progressive Rock Psychedelic Beatles Pop Show with your host, Eric the Prog King, as your co-pilot. We now enter Wormhole 47, where we travel to unknown regions of music, where the puzzle just seems to fit together with this genres of music. I want to dedicate this first song to a longtime listener who has honed in on a specific band that he just can't get enough of. This song really has a lonely, plodding feel to it, and that's their style. And they use my favorite instrument, mellotron. And they have been called the poor man's Moody Blues by some, and you can hear it in their music. I think at times they even surpass the Moody's in style and feel. Let's welcome Barclay James Harvest, dedicated to Dr. John, way back over in the state of Vermont.
See the gambler make a stand. Holds a lifetime in his hand. Win the game or lose control, but the world goes on forever. Life's a circle I recall. Shadows play upon the wall. You pay the piper to call the tune, and the song goes on forever. And when all the words have gone, there's a thought to carry on. Just like a bird that sings, leave it all behind, spread your wings. You can leave it all behind, spread your wings.
Stay here, but the world
Barclay James Harvest does have that moody blues sound and style, and also sound. They've released at least 15 albums, and that song called The World Goes On comes off their seventh album from 1976 on the album's called October On. Using our wormhole mobile, it seems we transition to yet another location rather smoothly with a Barclay James Harvest type of band, well, called the Moody Blues. And yes, they're more popular by far, and they released just about as many studio albums as Barclay James Harvest. This song comes off their later period from 1981 off their album Long Distance Voyager with the song Nervous. As we move forward, it seems that the spirit of John Lennon comes forward with a forlorn message from a great band about the incredibly devastating death of Mr. Lennon and what those members felt that fateful day.
Explain to me why I can't sleep. I close my eyes to shelter in the dark I try to hide. If you leave me on my own, I'm worried I could lose my way. In my mind, confusion, I see you everywhere, but we don't speak. I try so hard to touch you, but you're always out of reach. If you walk right by, would I see it in your eye? Would you turn away?
Gotta keep the moving. please explain to me why you're always out of reach. If the water ran dry, would I see it in your eye? Would you walk away? It seems to me I've been a long time on this road, and I wonder why.
Don't leave me now.
Such a sad day back in December 1980, and I remember that day very well because I called a good friend down New Hampshire, and he became so angry over that senseless act against John Lennon. We started with the song Nervous by Moody Blues, who transitioned from Barclay James Harvest off the album Long Distance Voyager, and in the middle was this band called Klaatu, a great band out of Canada, with a song December Dream, and really it's a dedication to the memory of John Lennon, how devastated they were as well. But that particular song to those Klaatu enthusiasts actually come off the album called Soloology, and it's actually a single edit. It was not the original off the album Magenta Lane. And we ended, of course, with John Lennon singing a song to his son, who was very young at the time, Sean Lennon, with the song Beautiful Boy off the album Double Fantasy. And the really sad note is that right after he transitioned himself from that album, he was shot, and he was actually becoming quite the family man during this period, which was very sad to see. So where do we go from here? Changing gears and turning it up a little bit on the focus around the Great Abbey Road album by the Beatles, that timeline, but with a lot of Pink Floyd added in comes a fantastic 70s-sounding band from 2003 with the tune called Burning Bridges. And we follow up with just a dark plotter from a band from Texas playing an ever-present sitar droning in the background, and listen to the eerie mystery chant at the end of this wormhole set. Thank you.
No more waiting, anticipating.
Is that George Harrison chanting in the background from the song Blue Jay Way? One of my favorite songs ever by the Beatles with backwards cellos and everything else. That was the band Galactic Cowboys from Texas playing the song My Life off their fourth album from 1987 called The Horse That Bud Bought. And I just love that chanting at the end. It's so mysterious. Before that was Big Elf from Los Angeles playing the heavy Beatles meets Pink Floyd plotter called Burning Bridges off their album Hex from 2003. Both are a heavy Beatly sound here and there. And as we follow up that mysterious end from the last set, more psychedelic Beatles pop music comes your way. Next with a band from 1968 releasing what many consider to be the first real concept albums beating out The Who's album Tommy. The band is called Pretty Things. This song comes off their fifth album, though, called Parachute was the name of the album, and the song is called The Good Mr. Square, and it sounds like early Pink Floyd in the beginning, but transitions into another Beatles pop kind of sound. And then here come the airwaves, brand new music from 2020 that could easily pass as a classic psychedelic pop masterpiece from 1967, and more on them later. Here come the Pretty Things.
she's harnessed to a kneeling form. Before the storm subsides, she's flown and leaves the body torn, but she is free.
A nice old sorcerer who lived on maple syrup and wine, made from birch sap, treacle and fine. On his moose he traveled by night when all the stars were shining bright.
Kiss my riddle and you'll be free.
Lucifer, Sam and the Cheshire Cat will meet with you if you know where it's at. Your gigolo aunt will be there too, so come along if you've nothing to do. And Humpty Dumpty, who fell off the wall, is giving you the final call. No need now to sober up, so come on now and fill your cup.
Kiss my riddle and you'll be free.
Sorcerer,
thank you.
Sweden has tremendous pop music coming out, and this band, The Airwaves, continues the country's wonderful output with the song Guess My Riddle, a total psychedelic tune with reference to the first Pink Floyd album. They've been around for quite some time in various forms, and they've toured here in the U.S. They've also appeared on the great compilation Triple CD International Pop Overthrow. I have many of these CDs. They come out usually yearly, and they feature all many pop bands that come out here in the U.S. as well as the world. They've played in Liverpool at the Cavern where the Beatles started, and they also have had a guest appearance from Tony Martin from Black Sabbath, so they're getting their name up and noticed in the musical world. And unfortunately, this particular song is not even downloadable at this point. But in the future, they plan to put this up, so keep the name, the band Airwaves, as well as Guess My Riddle, and someday it should show up on the downloadable area. Something new for this show. From now on, I'm going to be featuring a whole new travel point in the Wormhole series, so to speak, on a specific band. We continue here in the psychedelic Beatles pop venue with the band The Dukes of the Stratosphere. They only released two albums. These three cuts come off both the albums, and it was later released on a double CD. I have both the CDs and the albums for just to have a lot of music. I love this particular band. But if you don't know the name of this band, I will expose the name at the end of this show. Here comes pure 60s pop psychedelic Beatles pop music.
Oh, Don't you blame the man next door. It's not him. Flowers walk from place to place. Dark spot moves around your face. Objects vanish without trace. It's not you.
I'm the mole from the ministry, and you'll all bow down to me. I'm the mole in your potting shed. I'm the bad thoughts inside your head, and you won't catch me.
total psychedelic Beatles pop music from the Dukes of the Stratosphere. The three songs highlighted are Vanishing Girl off the 1985 album 25 O'Clock, the other two called What in the World and Mole from the Ministry off their second album Sonic Sunspot from 1987. And the members of the band, you ask? All the members from the band XTC, creating another name to hide who they really were. It took a while, but it eventually figured out that yes, this was XTC in disguise. I hope you enjoyed the Progressive Rock Psychedelic Beatles Pop Show. Share it with friends and save the links for future episodes. See you soon. Eric the Prog King signing off until next time.